This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police say a woman killed in yesterday's shootings around Metro Denver was artist, indigenous leader, and entrepreneur Alicia Cardenas. Her father, Alfredo, spoke about her today outside her tattoo shop in Denver where she was killed.
Like no one you've ever met. Very gregarious, very friendly, but she was a very determined person.
Cardenas is survived by her 12-year-old daughter. Four other people died during multiple shootings, including the alleged gunman. It is the third day of Kwanzaa. Denver's black community celebrated the start of the holiday this week. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The leaders of Denver's annual Kwanzaa celebration were glad to be back on stage together this year. They had to go remote in 2020. Law student Camila Sims Traylor traveled from California to be there.
This is absolutely amplifying the resilience and the power of people, you know, and it allows us to come together and see that we are strong together and we're strong apart. You know, we're strong as individuals and we're strong as a collective.
In Denver, the public library is hosting celebrations over Zoom for each day of Kwanzaa this week. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Snow showers in the mountains and on the western slope tonight. Both areas have a winter weather advisory in effect. This is CPR News.